Epilogue, the announcement. 500 restless kids sat in the Riverside Elementary School gymnasium the Monday morning after Thanksgiving break. They were waiting for the start of a special assembly that was being held in honor of one of their fellow students. Mrs. Hernandez took the stage and stepped behind a microphone. She adjusted the height of the microphone and said, "Welcome to the special assembly. As you may have heard, one of our fifth grade students was a guest on The Late Show with David Letterman last Friday. This is the first time a student from our school has ever appeared on a television show. Even though his methods for reaching this goal were somewhat unconventional," she paused, smiled, and looked at Mr. Gore, "he never gave up and he worked hard to reach them, so I thought it appropriate to recognize him for making his dream come true. Boys and girls, please welcome America's newest hero back to Kansas City." A loud applause exploded through the audience. Kids whistled, hooted, and hollered as Tony walked onto the stage and stood beside Mrs. Hernandez. Mrs. Hernandez raised her hand and signaled silence. The applause died down, and Mrs. Hernandez said, "Tony has a couple of things he wants to say, and then there will be a short question and answer session. So, without further ado, let's hear from Anthony Madison, Riverside Elementary's newest celebrity." Mrs. Hernandez lowered the microphone and left the stage. Tony cleared his throat and said, "Being a guest on The Late Show was a dream come true for me. It was by far the coolest thing that has ever happened to me. But I never would have made it without some support from some special people. Mom, Dad, and Maria, thanks for being my family and putting up with me. Anna and Mo, thanks for being the best friends in the world." Tony paused and looked at Mrs. Hernandez as the corner of his lips turned up in a mischievous grin. "Mrs. Hernandez, thanks for not terminating me." "You're welcome, TB," Mrs. Hernandez said from the side of the stage. "But please remember that there are still several months of school left, and my principal instinct tells me that I haven't seen the last of you, and I'm sure there's still plenty of time left for termination." Tony laughed. "You're pretty funny, Mrs. H. You should be on The Late Show someday. I'll put in a good word for you with Mr. Letterman." "And I'll put in a good word with you with the Grim Reaper, and we'll see if we can postpone the big T," said Mrs. Hernandez. "Would you please carry on?" "Sure," said Tony, as he looked at Mr. Gore, seated in the audience with his class. "My final thank you goes to the best teacher in the world, Mr. G. Thanks for believing in me, even though I pretty much drive you crazy. You really are the best, and thanks for not killing me." Tony began clapping his hands, and within seconds, the audience joined in with a thunderous applause. When the applause died down, Mr. Gore stood up and said, "Thanks, TB. I'm not sure I'm the best teacher in the world, but I might be the craziest. One has to be slightly unsound mind to put up with you. And I didn't kill you this time, TB, but I make no promises for the future. Regardless, you're, unique, and I'm proud of you." "Thanks, Mr. G. You're a unique teacher, and you're pretty funny, too," Tony laughed. "And speaking of funny, I'd like to share a top 10 list with the kids of Riverside Elementary that Mr. Letterman and I wrote together. I'm going to read it on his show tonight by live satellite feed." Tony paused and pushed a button on a nearby overhead projector, and the following list was projected on a large screen behind him. The top 10 reasons I didn't get my homework done. Number 10, I won the lottery and now I'm a millionaire, and I don't need to do any stupid homework. 9, I just read an article in the New England Journal of Medicine that said homework is harmful to your health. 8, homework? Well, you see, technically speaking, I live in a house, so how can I do homework without a guilty conscience? Shouldn't it be housework? 7, I went to a ticker tape parade last night, and, well, 6, I got hit on the head last night, and now I can only read Chinese. 5, my dorky sister thought it was toilet paper and flushed it away. 4, my mom thought it was dirty underwear and washed it. 3, sorry, I thought you said it was due in the year 2050. 2, I was kidnapped by aliens last night, and after they returned me to Earth, I realized I left my homework on their spaceship. And number 1, I was a guest on The Late Show with David Letterman, and I left my homework on his desk. Tony read the list out loud, and then said, "Mr. Letterman says that whenever you just can't get your homework done, or you just don't want to do it, or maybe you just plain forget, you know how your teacher is going to kill you the next day when you get to school empty-handed? Don't worry, because all you need is a good excuse, and now you have 10 of them." The audience burst into wild applause. Tony bowed several times. As the audience applauded, Tony bent down and took some things out of a small box on stage. One by one, he held up a t-shirt, baseball cap, mouse pad, and a coffee mug. These are official late show things autographed by Mr. Letterman. Mrs. Hernandez is going to organize a raffle sometime later this week, and each of you will have a chance to win one. Kids yelled, kids whistled, kids jumped up and down. Finally, Mrs. Hernandez stepped in to restore order. She whistled into the microphone and the free-for-all ground to a halt. "That's enough commotion. Please sit down and try to act like semi-civilized elementary students," she said, as she waited for the students to take their seats. She looked at her watch. "Tony, there's only a few minutes left. You can take a few questions, and then this assembly is over because it's almost time for lunch." A kid in the back of the gymnasium raised his hand. "Yeah, you in the back with the green shirt," said Tony. "I heard you got a tattoo. Is it true, and what did it feel like?" "Yeah, I got one," Tony said as he raised his pant leg and pushed his sock down. "Right here on my ankle. It said TLS. And yeah, it hurt like the opposite of heaven." "Cool," said the kid in the green shirt. Next, Tony called the kid on the side of the gymnasium. The girl with the red hair and the pink sweatshirt. "You sort of caused a lot of trouble around here for the last few months, and I heard that some crazy things happened in New York. My parents would have grounded you for the rest of my life if I would have been you. Did your parents kill you or anything?" asked the girl. "Well, my parents did come close to killing me a few times, and they were pretty tough on me for some things I did. But they were the best parents in the world, and they're proud of me because I finally made it to the late show." Tony called on the kid in the front row. "You, in the chief shirt, t-shirt. How come David Letterman wears dorky white socks all the time?"
"I've been wondering that myself.
Once a geek, always a geek, I guess," said Tony. Tony called on the kid in the middle of the gymnasium. "That really brave kid wearing the Denver Broncos t-shirt.
Now that you made it to the late show, what do you plan on doing next?" asked the kid.
Tony paused a second, and a sly smile spread across his face. "That's for me to know and the world to find out."